Welcome to The Out Agenda, coming to you from archive.kpfk.org. I'm Rita Gonzalez. Well, on this week's show, we have director Eric Patterson and one of the actors, Michael Sturgis, and we're going to be talking about a play that I'm not sure if I can really say it. It's F**king Strangers. It is an interesting play. It's playing right now at the Echo Theater in Atwater to August 24th. Eric and Michael are going to tell us more about it. Okay, we want to welcome to the show Eric Patterson, who is the writer of a new play, and we have one of the actors, Michael Sturgis. So the name of the play is F**king
Strangers. Yes.
Strangers.
So it's like, we will say effing strangers because so we don't get censored or bleeped or in trouble. Yes. We'll be careful.
Sure.
I will say that when people Google my play, it sometimes leads them down unexpected paths that are not the place they want to go to.
Okay. It's a clever name. So now that we've got the name down, what's it about? What did you write?
So it is about, and you know, Michael plays a character named Rue, who is a young agoraphobic man, a young gay man who has not left his room in 6 years. And the play really is about several different strangers who are struggling to find love and struggling with loneliness and are trying to connect with other people and how difficult it is to connect in the modern world. And it's twisty and turny. There's some fun surprises in it. It is very funny. It is also very moving. I had some, so a friend of mine the other night, she couldn't come see the play. And so she gave her tickets to her mother and her mother-in-law. And just this story comes up because we were just talking about the title of the play. And so these two mothers, you know, come find me before the play. I was there that night. And they were joking about the title of the play. And they were saying, they were like, oh, is it this? Is it that? And they were kind of riffing on how risque the title is. And then after the play, they came up to me, and one of these moms, she was sobbing. And she said, oh my God, I'm so sorry that I was mocking the title of the play. I didn't know how moving it was gonna be. And so I do think it takes you for a ride, and it will make you laugh, it will make you cry.
And well, we need a good laugh.
Yeah, we do need a good laugh.
And then how many characters are in the play?
There's four characters, four and a half characters, technically. There's four proper characters. We do have one of the characters is a massage therapist, and she has a few moments on stage when she is massaging someone. And so there's a few women who kind of cycle in and play the character who is being massaged, but that person does not have any lines. It's just kind of, it's a little cameo.
I love those kind of roles.
Yeah.
I actually had a role like that once, and I got a great write-up on in Dramalog many, many years ago. I was just, as they turned on the television, I go, well, Warren, we have delightful gifts for our contestants. And they turned it off, and I got a great write-up.
Oh, my God. Well, Rita, if we need someone to fill in for Carolyn, the person getting massaged, can we call you?
Oh, of course.
Free massage.
I'll probably get a Tony.
Yes.
So okay, Michael, you play a gay character who hasn't left their room.
Yeah.
So how does that work? Do people visit you or
how it works for him? Oh, well, we talked about this. The bathroom is en suite. And then, I mean, if you think about it, it's revealed the logistics as to, you know, how that can happen. And I would say people can come into his room, although it is rare. And the internet, I mean, so many of us don't realize how isolated we are or like how long we spend in our rooms because we're able to be, you know, quasi connected through our phones or our laptops. So he spends a lot of time talking to strangers on his computer.
Oh, okay. So do these actors interact with each other or are they separate stories?
Yeah, they do. That's kind of fun. It's part of the fun of the play is seeing how they become connected throughout the course of the story. I would say at the beginning of the play, you do meet four strangers who are not connected, and then Rue befriends a gay escort in a chat room, and then it also then follows that Dylan, that escort, as he forms a relationship with someone else in the real world, and so then these threads begin to appear. But yes, there are several scenes with Rue talking to Dylan, and they're both in their separate spaces. But it's kind of cool, you know, it's on stage, they share the same space, but they are communicating through these screens. And I think our wonderful director, Chris Fields, has staged it in a way that it really, you know, you feel their isolation, but also their connection.
I was reading about the different characters.
Yeah.
Can you describe each character?
Yeah. So so Rue we talked about, and I just mentioned Dylan, who is a charming kind of like healer, sex worker. Then there's a woman, Julianne, who is a massage therapist who used to be an actor and is kind of feeling very lost in her life, is going through menopause and is looking for the next chapter. And then there is a man who is married to a woman who is also having an affair with the sex worker. And so a lot of people who are kind of living double lives and triple lives and quadruple lives, and the kind of, I think the play really does explore and deal with the lies that we tell ourselves and how hard it is to really be authentically yourself. And especially, I think, you know, the internet, once upon a time, the internet was a thing that I think brought us all together in a lot of ways. And now I think it is, it there's so much here that it actually isolates us more. You know, I think we've kind of passed the point of the internet being the great connector, and now it weirdly
Yeah. Well,
draws
it
us
got
further
mean
apart.
too.
It
People
did.
on
The
the
internet
internet
did get
got
mean.
mean.
It
So
did.
I could see a character like Michael's is playing that, yeah, why would you want to leave the house?
Yeah,
People are
yeah.
mean out there.
Yeah. Exactly.
So with your character, Michael, so in this room, you're sort of boxed in this room.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And big part of the intrigue of the play is about that. And as well as exploring, you know, the reasons for that.
Yeah, if we're cagey, it's because there are a lot of fun twists and turns, and we don't want to
I
give
know, and I'm
anything
trying
away.
to also
Yeah.
trying to, I could see that, and I'm trying to get
Yeah.
around it to try to
Yeah.
entice people. It's like, okay,
I
here's this.
feel like Charlize Theron being asked about the Odyssey or something. Like, I'm not giving anything away.
So we just have to come and see you, is what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
So
Well, I
we're.
will say there pretty much every night there are like two or three moments. Michael, you know better than I how many of these there's at least two moments where people audibly gasp. And it's my favorite when I'm watching the show, it is my favorite just to hear. It's so satisfying to know that, like, oh man, people did not see that coming. And they're so in it also, because you kind of get
Yeah.
carried away by the story, and then you're like, what?
And you're a playwright, so how did you come up with this? I was
Oh,
curious about playwrights.
Rita, all day, all I do is think about stories, and I look at people and I think, like, what's going on in their home? What's going on in their bedroom? What are their secrets? What are their so I'm always coming up with, I've got like literally like 20 stories going on in my head right now. And I, you know, I see a lot of theater. I want to be entertained. I feel like I see a lot of great theater. When I see bad theater, I sit there and I wonder, like, why is this not working? Like, what is it about this that's not clicking? And so then I'm thinking about, like, well, what are the story mechanics of, like how do you tell a good story? And I think you tell a good story by you want to see characters who are growing and learning and changing and evolving, and you want to build to like moments of great spectacle. I want to go see things on stage that I wouldn't see anywhere else that are exciting and surprising. And you want moments of revelation.
This is a world premiere, so
It
this is the
is.
first time people are seeing this play.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
you're creating these characters.
Yeah, it's really satisfying. And I
Yeah.
think people are falling in love with these characters. I've had a few people tell me, like, oh my God, I didn't want it to end. Or, someone the other day said, I'm so curious what happens next. And I do love a play cycle. August Wilson has a 10 play cycle. Horton Foote has, I don't know how many, I think he's like eight or nine plays that are all in one cycle. So maybe I'll write another play and explore some of these
Yeah.
characters.
Well, it's a
Yeah.
wonderful theater, the Echo Theater. Have you
It's
both
brilliant.
worked there
They
before?
do. Yes,
Yeah, we
Michael.
both have, yeah,
Yeah.
but not together. So this is long anticipated for sure.
Yeah, I've been wanting to work with Michael for years.
I love that theater, and they do a lot of challenging plays that you don't see
Yes.
other places.
Yeah,
Totally.
I think that Echo is one of the bravest, boldest theaters in LA, I will say.
Yeah, it's a hidden jewel right there in Atwater. It's
Yeah.
just in that little section
It
back there.
is. It is.
It's a
But
great.
come find us.
Yeah, so the play has already started.
It
So it.
opened last weekend and we run through the end of August. Where it's Friday nights at 8, Saturday nights at 8, Sunday nights at 4 p.m. and Mondays at 8. Mondays are pay what you can.
So you have a play on Monday night?
We have one tonight, and yeah, we're recording this right now. It's 6:20. Michael goes on stage in an hour and a half.
Oh, well, I'm going to just have to wrap this thing up because showtime. Got to start my process. Get my
Exactly. Yeah.
showtime.
Yeah,
I've heard wonderful things about it, so I would love that theater. So, do we miss anything? Because unfortunately, we can't give anything away, but.
we can't give anything away, but I would say, I don't know, Michael, think if we've missed anything. I would say it's very funny, even though I know we talked about twists and turns. It is very funny. It's sexy. I think we have the best cast in Los Angeles right now. I can say that. Michael can't say that, maybe,
Yeah.
but I can. And it's an exciting world premiere. You don't want to miss it.
And who's directing it?
Chris Fields.
Chris Fields. Okay. So you as the writer get to see your work just come alive.
And not just see it, but like really, like kind of make it come alive. Because we, as a world premiere, this play has been evolving and evolving during the rehearsal process. And I think a week before we opened, I cut 10 pages because it was too long. And I don't miss those at all. Michael, do you miss those pages that we cut, or are you fine?
I just like remember clearly like where and when it was that I was working on them, and I'm
Yeah.
like, oh, that time. But
Yeah.
it's okay. I think the play is yeah,
I think it's
better for it.
stronger. It's
Yeah.
stronger. It's stronger without what we cut. But Michael did have a wonderful monologue that we cut that I'm sure you, I know you put a lot of time and effort into that
Well,
monologue,
maybe
but
he can do it at the beginning, before the play starts. He's just come on, does a
oh,
monologue, and then
curtain
walks off
raiser.
stage, and nobody knows what he's talking about.
Oh. Or Michael, we should maybe Rita, can we come back and have Michael do a monologue one of these days and just
Yes.
it'll be like a taste. It'll be a cut scene, a bonus
Yeah,
feature.
we'll do that. Yeah, I just do that. Or stand out front in the lobby and just go into your monologue,
Oh my gosh.
and then just leave.
You know,
And then leave. Yeah, I'll do
when you
it
do
at other
that,
theaters.
Huh?
do it at
Pardon?
other theaters,
I'll do
Michael.
it
It's
at
not a
other
little
theaters.
promo. Yeah.
Yeah. And then just say,
Say, come over here instead. No, just
yeah,
kidding.
you could do
In
that.
college, we were such dorks. I went to school in London for a semester and we went to Stratford and all of us dorky, like college students, did our soliloquies outside Shakespeare's home and we put hats down and we begged for tips and we just did our soliloquies that we'd worked on in class. It was very dorky.
I know, but those are fun days. The things you
Oh,
reminisce.
it's the best.
When I was working at the university at USC, the theater groups would go out there and do all kinds of things. It was just
Yeah.
so fun to just sit there and just see that. It's just
Yeah.
so alive.
Yeah.
Did
Yeah.
you watch this stuff on the lawn?
Yes.
I was in that improv team.
Oh, you were? Oh, okay.
Yeah, crazy.
Oh.
By Tommy Trojan, yeah.
That little
Oh, yeah.
shady area.
Fridays.
Yeah, so you went
That's
to
so
school there
fun.
then. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have anything else. I know you have to run. Eric, did we miss anything?
No, I think we got everything. Just, yeah.
Okay. So
Yes.
once again, it's at the Echo Theater and it's playing until August 24th. And if they want tickets, they should just go online to the echotheatercompany.com.
Yes. And it's effing strangers spelled F asterisk asterisk KING.
Yeah, I'm glad
So.
you said it. Thank you both for joining us. It was
Thank you so
great.
much, Rita.
Yeah,
This is
you're
so lovely.
awesome.
Once again, we've been speaking to playwright Eric Patterson and Michael Sturgis, who is one of the actors in the play F King Strangers. And we do want to hear from you. Like us on our Facebook page or email us at theoutagenda@gmail.com. I'm Rita Gonzalez. Thanks for listening and have a wonderful week. And remember that being out is the first step to being equal. Now stay tuned for This Way Out.